He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, here we are, still in Texas. It's a big state. Do you think we'll ever get through it?
It's big country, that's for sure. And it's a beautiful state, actually. I really, you know, got to say this. I really didn't think much of it when we were in southern El Paso. But as we moved up more north, and now we're through Houston, it's actually quite beautiful. It's quite lush, and the trees, such big trees, and lots of big birds. Everything's big in Texas.
Well, we're actually here in Kingwood, which is like a pine forest. And maybe people out there don't know that there actually are trees in Texas. It's quite beautiful here. And, yeah, it's lush and it's warm and it's humid. And we're just glad to be here and not in Canada, not where it's snowing. That's what I hear these days. It's still snowing. So, yeah, it's nice to be where it's warm and wonderful. And in Kingwood, now we have all kinds of things to share with you today. We got lots on our mind and lots to say, but let's get into our first topic. Tracy, what's cooking?
What's cooking is a new recipe of mine called potato canapés. Canapés. Anyway, this recipe is fantastic as the baked slices of potato act as a cracker. Yes, so we don't have to have any wheat. So you can use yams, sweet potatoes, or red potatoes for this recipe. And what you want to do is you want to cut the potato or the yam in quarter-inch slices with the skin still on. Toss the potato into room temperature coconut oil, olive oil, or ghee. And then you want to place it on a baking sheet and bake it at about 425 and roast for 14 minutes or so. You just want to turn it once. Once they're done, not too soft, you don't want them to crumble, you want to remove them from the baking sheet and let them cool. Now, in another bowl, you want to mash together some goat feta cheese, some chopped basil and roasted pine nuts, a little bit of olive oil, and a dash of coarse black pepper. Then, once the potatoes have cooled, you want to top each slice of the potato with a tablespoon of the mixture and serve as an appetizer. What a great idea. Now you can get super creative with the toppings and mix whatever you want to on top of the potato. Now the sky is the limit with this. And it'll be a really colorful appetizer plate with the orange yams, the yellow sweet potatoes, and the white potato. And if you use all varieties, it's really going to be fantastic. So this will be a hit at any party. I just know it. So what do you think, Corey?
Well, it sounds good. It reminds me of dipping raw vegetables in hummus. You know, instead of using wheat, which most of us are intolerant to or have problems with without even knowing it, it's an inflammatory food, even the whole grain, even the sprouted. So you got to watch your intake of wheat and buns and bagels and pastas, cookies, anything made out of wheat. So instead of dipping a cracker or any bread into the dip, use raw vegetables, or in this case, create a cracker out of a yam. Now, yam has a glycemic index of about 40 to 50, whereas the potato is going to be much higher. So keep that in mind. And the overall impact of whatever it is that you put on is going to represent the glycemic load. So for example, if you put hummus, which has a very, very low glycemic index, on top of a white potato cracker, more or less, I'll use that term, then you've got a high with a low, and then it balances out, whereas you could even drop it. Now, this would be a good pre-workout concept if you had it outside of the training exercise routine, say a couple of hours. Let it digest in the body so that when you go into the workout, you've got some energy. Not necessarily ideal for after training unless both the potato and what you're putting on top is high glycemic. So remember to consider the timing of your carbohydrate ingestion. And remember also always what you're putting it into. So our metabolism, our chemistry, and our individual biochemical state. That is probably more important to think about than the actual food you're consuming itself.
Are you kidding, Corey? It's all about the taste factor here. This is party food. Are you kidding? You always have to put a damper on all my good food ideas.
Yeah, well, nutrition is a science and it's an art, and I think that we can enjoy everything we consume, and everything we consume can be highly nutritious, micronutrient dense, and fit to consume for life, for health, for vitality, so that it shouldn't damage the brain or the vital organs or the blood chemistry. It shouldn't harden the arteries. It shouldn't create fungus and bacteria proliferation inside the body. That's the problem with people, is they don't understand the science of food, and when they're eating it, they don't think about carbohydrates, proteins, fats, micronutrient density, glycemic index. This is the difference between someone who knows nutrition and someone who doesn't. So long-term effects should lead to improved health and performance and not the other way around. Okay, that's great. So remember, at your next party, try that one, and you'll see, you'll be surprised that even the people that are into junk food will like this stuff. As long as the dips are natural and what you're dipping in the dip is natural, you will have, and they will have, no problemo. Okay, dear, next topic. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Gabriel Lightfriend. Gabriel is a really close friend of ours, and it's great to see him moving forward in his work. He wrote the book, A Brighter Life, Solving the Puzzle of Cancer. And this book was written like a story of a regular family whose mother is diagnosed with cancer and the steps that they took toward healing and prevention. Gabriel is also a wonderful flower gardener and wrote an inspirational book with pictures of the flowers that he'd grown in his garden. And we were so privileged to see and smell these beautiful flowers. So thank you, Gabriel.
Yeah, I saw Gabriel at the Anaheim trade show that we just came back from, and he is rocking and rolling. He's now with Life Extension, that company. Multi-millions of dollars, millions of consumers. You can go online, the Life Extension Organization Foundation. I think it's lef.org. Anyway, they've got all kinds of supplements, specialized formulas, and he was telling me that as a marketing expert, they may be bringing on Suzanne Summers because she's into bioidentical hormones, and of course he is a marketing person, and he'll be setting her up with all kinds of radio interviews and television, etc. So good on you, Gabriel. Great to see you again, and always a good word. Gabriel and I, of course, started in the industry way back in the 70s and early 80s in a small health food store in Vancouver, BC, with a couple of other friends, Marv and David, and we call ourselves The Gathering, the four of us. One time, I remember a great trip to Hawaii. We all had such wonderful times, but every one of us went on from that first start in that health food store. That's the trench. That's where it all begins for a lot of us, working in a health food store with customers, with people, one-on-one. And then that gives rise to career ideas and themes that relate to an expansion of your own imagination. And whatever it is that you want to do, remember that you need to love what you do. And that is going to reduce a lot of adrenaline, a lot of toxemia inside the body. If you're forcing yourself into anything just for the money, it's going to create nothing but hardship on your body and your mind. It's spiritually toxic. It's just not the way to go. And so let's think about better ways. Now, our next topic, and of course my favorite, Highway to Health. What's happening with the tour, dear?
Well, the last time we had our SNU, we were in San Antonio, Texas. And then we moved up north to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And that was very beautiful. And now we're in Houston. And as I said, as we move more northeast, I find that the trees, I mean, we're from Canada, and there's trees in Canada, but there are different types of trees here, and they're so darn big. And the birds, I've never seen so many different types of birds in my life, I swear.
Yeah, Dallas is a big, big, big city. I remember driving into it. The size of the buildings, the architecture is very interesting, quite different from anything in Canada. Each building I noticed is very unique, but driving through, it's very, very dense. You know, the highways down here, the traffic, the volume, the people. Certainly, America is dense when it comes to population compared to some of the other countries, like mine, for example. They've got 10 times the number of people, upwards to the 300 million mark. But Dallas is a great spot. Now, one of the highlights for me here was getting up to McKinney, which is North Dallas, and meeting with the Michael Johnson Group. There is a performance training facility there, and we went for a tour. we saw what goes on there, and it's just fantastic. He has athletes from all over the world and locally, and even high school athletes training, learning how to sprint from the champion himself. I believe Michael had the world record in the 200 meters for like 12 years until it was recently broken at the last Olympics. But this is the great thing about our tour, is that we're able to go to these training centers that you see in the map. And this is one of the places where if you're a great athlete, if you are an elite athlete, if you want to take it to the extra level, then check out Michael Johnson Performance Center in McKinney, Texas. Next was the Kenneth Cooper Clinic, the Academy, the Institute. How did you like that, Trace?
Oh, that was lovely. And we got a free pass or a complimentary pass to go into the spa and to work out, and it was absolutely very luxurious. It was quite nice. Had a great workout and met a lot of the staff, and they're very well trained and very friendly. It was awesome.
Yes, of course, Dr. Kenneth Cooper, who coined the term aerobics and put it on the map with his book called Aerobics. He's a medical doctor, and he actually proved against the current standard and status quo that he could reduce blood pressure with training and exercising on a treadmill. And then he got into nutrition and dietary supplements and antioxidants. I remember reading his classic best-selling book, The Antioxidant Revolution. So we actually have an interview lined up with Dr. Cooper. So that'll be great. Look forward to that as one of our next expert special guests on SNU. I enjoyed the workout. I enjoyed the vista, a beautiful Olympic-sized pool with a running track. You know, they build things big down here in Texas, and just in America as a single causative factor, you really get your money's worth. Now, on that floor, I remember meeting a personal trainer, and her services were included in your membership. Of course, you could hire a personal trainer, and there was like a couple of dozen to choose from, but they had on staff. And keep this in mind for everyone out there who owns a gym. You should have someone on staff that walks around the floor, answers questions, and then they will then excite people, provide enthusiasm and direction that leads them to actually getting a connection with a personal trainer. Keep that in mind. That's how they work it. This woman on the floor actually happened to be from Toronto. She just loved being down here. But she would talk to you and then talk to you about different exercise programs, etc. And if you were interested, then she would set up an appointment with a personal trainer, and that increased their revenues by 25% with that little tidbit of floor interaction. I thought that was an interesting strategy. So remember the rock climbing wall and the exercise equipment, plenty of that, and lots of mirrors and lots of space. So a real pleasure to be inside the change room again with beautiful hot tubs and dry sauna and wet sauna and executive style lounge and television theater room. Very, very nice. And that brings us now to circumventing the globe pretty much in terms of where we are in Texas, but down towards the city center and then just off we find this beautiful little lake called White Rock Lake. And what did we see there, Trace?
Huge pelicans. I've never seen such huge pelicans in my life. I thought they were sailboats on the water. I know my eyes are going a little bit, but these pelicans were huge. And when to see them soar, oh, it was just magnificent. Really pretty.
Yeah, it's nice to pull up the RV and shut her down, and then looking out through the window as we're working, as we're doing our work, whatever it might be, writing and research. But looking out the window at the lake, it's very calming, very relaxing. So you can see why people pay so much for those million-dollar views, those relaxing views of the mountains and the lakes and the ocean, because what it does, it has a sedative calming effect on the nervous system. And of course, the sounds of nature, very, very necessary to harmonize with our own being. The pelicans and the storks, and I remember the cormorants walking around the lake. We went for some wonderful walks around the lake. And of course, keep in mind that training in the day followed by an evening walk is extremely therapeutic. It's thermogenic. It helps you digest your food. It helps you get creative and stay creative. And it helps keep that body fat down. If you eat a little extra at night, you know, move the body, and it's better to move it instead of storing it and not sleeping as well. So that brings us also to the Anaheim Trade Show, which we just got back from, and what a wild pony show that was. Wasn't it, Trace?
Yeah, it was huge, and I haven't worked that hard in a long time. I've been sitting on my tush for a long time, so we were standing on our feet, and Corey was the star of the show, and it was really exciting. We had fantastic response. We were with a booth with Clayton College, and we worked together as a team, Judy and Lou and Corey and I. We were just bingo, bango, bongo. We really worked well together. We got a lot of great response for the Corey Hawley signature line, a lot of great response for the Institute, and we saw a lot of colleagues from Canada, and we really had a fantastic show. Met some really great leads and some interesting people, and there's all kinds of products out there. I tell you, this show is so big. I think probiotics is the big thing now, isn't it? They're in chocolate bars, they're in potato chips. Probiotics are in everything now.
Yeah, and it's getting kind of ridiculous. You know, everything's organic and everything's got probiotics in it, but what is the everything that's got it? You know, we're talking chocolate bars and potato chips. I don't care how you stack it up or what you add in. It's still junk. It's still deleterious. It's no good. This is the con that a lot of health food stores, big chains, they bring you in and they rope you inside, and then you end up buying muffins and cakes and cookies that are loaded with sugar and white flour, but the people buying them think they're healthy because they're in a whole food store. So take a second look. Make sure you read those labels and make sure that there's no white sugar, there's no wheat flour. That's all white flour. It's got to say whole wheat. And keep in mind that most of us are unable to properly digest and utilize wheat. It's not an ideal food. Get into the paleo diet. Get into Anthropology. Get into reading The Paleo Diet for Athletes by Lauren Cordain. Listen to his SNU. And think twice about making wheat a staple. Use yams, brown rice, use lentils and legumes. For some, we can't even tolerate that. But the Anaheim Trade Show is explosive, it's mighty, it's marvelous. You need to be there, you need to go if you're in this industry, because it is the single biggest health show of its kind in the world. It is promoted and organized by New Hope Horizon, and they've got shows now in Shanghai, in Hong Kong, in Amsterdam. The industry is exploding, it's wonderful. If you're designing products, if you want to learn about products, if you want to see how to market, talk to experts, go to seminars, education is there. So the Anaheim, put that on your calendar. I believe it's in March of every year. And then you can, it's right beside Disneyland in Anaheim. So a lot of people take in that for an extra day or two. Or else they stay at the beach, Hermosa, Manhattan. Those beaches are maybe, you know, half an hour away. Or Huntington Beach is a half an hour drive. So really, really nice to catch some sun and some extra energy if you're living up in Canada or in a cold spot in America. Really want to recommend that Anaheim Trade Show. And that brings our story to an end. Now, just before we finalize this issue, edition of SNU, He Said, She Said, I want to talk about what I'm doing here in Kingwood. I'm going to be meeting with a person who owns a health food store and organizing a seminar locally. So again, what we're doing is, with the support of Clayton College, when we get to a city, I hit the gyms, hit the health food stores, scan the area on Google and find out where they are, and then we just drive around, cold call, walk in, meet these people. A lot of them are hungry for knowledge. Education is essential. It's a key. It's what separates the champions from everyone else. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is king. You can't sell what you don't know. So I'm looking forward to that. We met some TV personalities at the Anaheim Trade Show. We met a person with a radio show who's going to interview us in Honolulu. So networking, get out, make it happen. Don't sit at home and wait for people to knock on your door. If you want to explode into this field, if you want to make things happen in your business, if you want to generate more revenue, you have got to make it happen yourself. You've got to be outgoing. You can't be introspective. You've got to be outside of yourself. Promote yourself. Be happy, be well, be strong, and have something that people are attracted to. Okay, that's wonderful. Our Highway to Health Tour update. So, Tracy, what you reading?
I am reading a book right now, but I haven't finished it yet, so I'm not going to talk about it. But what I am doing at the moment is I am looking through and gathering information on lots of recipes for whole food soups. So I'm getting together a new cookbook called Water-Based Whole Food Soups. Now, you would be surprised in health food stores, in whole food stores that sell soups And these soups contain cane sugar, cornstarch, and wheat that are added to the ingredient panel. Now, I make my homemade soups with no OXO cubes, no beef cubes, no chicken cubes, no canned or tinned, boxed veggie juice or chicken soup base. If I do make a base, it is made with filtered water and herbs, or I actually boil the organic chicken, or I boil the meat, or I boil the fish bones, and that's how I make it. So you would really be surprised at what is in a bowl of soup. So you have to be careful when you go out and you buy a soup, even though you buy it in one of the top leading health food stores, you'd be surprised what's in it. So all the soups that I make are right from scratch, made with filtered water, and they're safe to eat. You can eat them morning, noon, and nighty-night-night.
Awesome. Sounds great. So remember that Tracy's first book, The Athlete's Cookbook, is online. You can download that from the site, and I'll be looking forward to her next book on soups and how to incorporate those into the athlete's diet. Wonderful. That's it for He Said, She Said. Tracy, what is your final word?
My final word is by Berthold Auerbach. Years teach us more than books.